Welcome to our second lesson, Chapter 1, Perek Aleph from Brachos, Mishnah Beis. So yesterday we saw a little bit about the mitzvah of saying Shema at night. And today we're going to see about the mitzvah of saying Shema by day. If you remember, we said that the Torah teaches us B'shach B'cha, a person should say the Shema when they go to sleep during the sleeping hours, U'vekumecha, and also when they rise. So the Mishnah wonders now, what is the appropriate time period to fulfill the mitzvah of saying Shema during the daytime? The Mishnah says, Me'emasai karin shema b'shachris. From what point in time could a person read the Shema already in the morning? So the Mishnah says that the earliest time that a person could do it is Misha Yakir bein Techeles L'lavim. When a person is able to differentiate between Techeles, Techeles is a bluish color, L'lavim, and a white color. So we know that to be able to differentiate between colors, there has to be a substantial amount of light. So I guess on a day that's not cloudy at all, as soon as there's enough sunlight that a person could differentiate between Techeles, which is a blue thread, and Lavan, which is a white thread, that would be considered early enough, or the earliest time that a person could say the Shema. Interestingly enough, this is connected to the Shema, because we know that when we say the Shema in the morning, we kiss our tzitzis, and the tzitzis, at least they used to, and some people have it nowadays, have both of those threads. They have a white thread and a blue thread. So when a person could differentiate, that would be the appropriate time to say Shema. That is the opinion of the Tanna Kamma, of the first rabbi in this Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer argues, and he says, Bein Techeles L'Karti. You have to be able to differentiate between Techeles, which is blue wool, and Karti, which is a green type of wool. This will be later in the day, because to differentiate between blue and green, a person needs much more light than to just differentiate between blue and white. So according to him, he says it has to be a little bit later in the morning. He adds and he says that a person concludes the Shema. When is the latest time a person should say Shema? He says in Hanetzachama, with sunrise. So he actually is quite stringent, and he's saying that a person really has a very small window to say the morning Shema, from when he could differentiate between blue and green until sunrise. Now, just to point out that while we don't rule this way halachically, and a person could say Shema later, like we'll see soon, but there are individuals that are meticulous, that are scrupulous, that they say the Shema every single morning, literally at the end of this period of time, right before sunrise, and then they daven Shemona Esrei, the Amidah, or the silent devotion, with sunrise. That's called Vasikin, and there are meticulous individuals, and this is a very meritorious thing to do, that they literally pray the morning prayers at different time every single day, and it's called Vasikin. Let's go a little further. Rabbi Yeshua argues, and he says that you can read the Shema ad shalosh shalos, until 3 hours into the day. Why? Shekein derech b'nei melachim lamud b'shalosh shalos. Because the princes, sons of kings, they get up within the first 3 hours. Remember, we said that how do we know a person has to say the Shema in the morning? Because it says v'kumecha, and when one gets up, says Rabbi Eliezer that the halacha is. I'm sorry, says Rabbi Yehoshua that the halacha is that a person could say the morning Shema as long as people are still getting up. If the princes are still getting up, that's considered the morning. Hakar Mikam Ba'ilach, the Mishnah concludes and says that if, let's say, a person misses the appropriate time for Shema, they can no longer get the mitzvah, but if they do read Lo Hifsid, they don't lose anything. Ka'adam Hakar B'Torah. They're no different than a person who's reading Torah, because they're saying Torah words. Just want to add one last point, and with this we'll conclude, that the reason we say Shema in the evening and morning, the evening represents a night and presents a time when there's a lack of clarity. We can't necessarily see the Almighty in our lives. And the morning represents a time when it's light, when there's clarity, when we could see. And a person's declaration about the oneness of God and their trust in Hashem, and their trust in the Almighty, is supposed to be at both time periods. When it's dark and they don't see Him necessarily, and certainly in the daytime when it's clear and they see God's hand. God willing, we should all strengthen ourselves and try to see Hashem's hand in the daytime, and which hopefully we'll have most of, and even when times are challenging and struggle, and we struggle a bit, to see His hand as well. Sign out, wishing you guys a wonderful and amazing upcoming day.